Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks County. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Of course, Pennsylvania has many small businesses, and a lot of people call Pennsylvania the land of small businesses. And I understand that there are some programs now that are specially designed to help entrepreneurs who are looking to get into business in Pennsylvania. What are some details that folks need to know?
Entrepreneurs looking to plan, operate, or grow a business in the Commonwealth have a great new online resource. The Pennsylvania Business One-Stop Shop connects and guides business owners through all stages of development, from planning and startup to operating and expanding. The easy-to-navigate website is backed by a team of business consultants and subject matter experts, providing entrepreneurs and small businesses access to the resources, tools, and experience they need to succeed. Questions about the Pennsylvania Business One-Stop Shop can be submitted electronically or by visiting the website www.business.pa.gov. Again, questions about Pennsylvania's Business One-Stop Shop can be submitted electronically by visiting the website business.pa.gov.
Also, the House Labor and Industry Committee met this week to hold some hearings on some employment and workplace issues. What are some of the details of the hearings they held?
The House Labor and Industry Committee conducted three public hearings this week on issues of interest to both employees and employers across the state. On Wednesday morning, the committee heard testimony regarding the potential impacts of the Wolf administration's proposed changes to the executive, administrative, and professional exemptions for state minimum wage and overtime requirements under the Pennsylvania Minimum Wage Act. The proposal would make Pennsylvania's rules significantly different from federal law. The committee also examined House Bill 2571, which proposes to ensure public sector employees who are not union members are made aware of their right not to contribute money to the representative union. The bill was introduced after the United States Supreme Court ruled that forced union dues for non-members is a violation of those workers' First Amendment rights. As such, public employees cannot be forced to pay a fair share fee or any other money they did not consent to pay to a public labor union. Legislation to address workplace harassment, sexual misconduct, and discrimination were also the focus of an additional hearing on Thursday morning. The proposals included an expansion of the application of the Pennsylvania Human Relations Act, requiring more detailed employment fair practices notices and making it easier for workers to report problematic behaviors to their employers.
Also, I understand that the House Aging Committee has been holding some hearings and looking into changing the laws or updating the laws to help protect senior citizens in Pennsylvania. What are some of the specific changes they're looking at here?
Well, the House Aging and Older Adult Services Committee held a two-day hearing this week to examine proposed changes to the Older Adult Protective Services Act that would help to defend the health and safety of Pennsylvania's senior citizens. House Bill 2549 seeks to make amendments to the act, including changing background check requirements to ensure people convicted of certain crimes would be banned from working in elder care jobs. The legislation would require financial institutions in the Commonwealth to provide employees with specific training in recognizing signs of potential financial abuse of an older adult and the process to make an abuse report. Testifiers included Aging Secretary Teresa Osborne, senior citizen care provider organizations, AARP, and the Pennsylvania Association of Area Agencies on Aging.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie.